Podtacular 262, Forging Frenzy, September 15th, 2011.
Really?
There's a comma there! Say it!
No, you don't!
Best introduction ever.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Podtacular episode 262. I'm your host, Duststorm. And today, I am joined by Green Skull from Ready Up Live, creators of the Greens Machines. Welcome to the show, Green Skull.
Howdy do.
Howdy do?
Howdy do.
Is that how you greet people from Canada?
That's how we here in Canadian land greet the fellow strangers from down south.
Well, we respect that kindly, sir.
You don't do it right. You're mocking me.
What do you mean I'm mocking you? I'm from the south.
I've had enough of your sass, good sir.
Oh, you better shut your trap, boy. You better watch your mouth, son.
Yeah, mouth was being watched.
We also have from the Podtacular forums, Proxeter. Welcome.
Hello.
How are you doing this evening?
Just fine. Doing my pre-calculus homework.
He's a nerd.
I'm not a nerd. I'm not a tryhard either.
He's a catheter nerd.
Wait, we didn't even have to say that, and you said you weren't a tryhard, so that means you're a tryhard. Boom!
Oh, logic.
I don't know what to say to that, man. I just don't know.
And we also have Farmer Elmo. Welcome.
How'd you do that?
Gosh, everyone's doing the howdy do's.
Copyright infringement.
Nah.
I'm sorry.
Your face is sorry.
We don't maybe like her. Your dad around here.
Maybe. So we have three countries represented today. We have the United States, we have Canada, and we have England. The UK.
Scotland.
Go America.
America.
We have cookies.
We have cookies? Really?
Yes, we have cookies.
I didn't know we had
cookies. Take down Americans, farmer.
We had cookies.
I don't like them cookies.
The Australians took them.
The Aussies took
them. I know it.
Dang you, Aussies. We'll have to get Rice on here and see what he did with the cookies. Oh, who is it that always stole my watches?
That's me.
I forget who always stole my watches.
I stole one of your watches once.
Did you?
Yes.
Which watch did you steal? I have so many of them, I keep losing track.
I'm not sure which one it was.
What does it look like?
A watch.
Thanks for the help.
Can't find it, actually. I've got too many watches myself.
All right, well, let's go ahead and get into this. As I said earlier, Green Skull is from Ready Up Live, and he's made some things that have actually been featured on Waypoint. Green's Machine.
Let me correct that. They're four Waypoint. It was I started them.
Futures on
like,
Waypoint.
I did a few cool golf shot things. I did the incredible golf shot, which is my like 500,000 view YouTube video, and because I was the first one to pretty much do anything in Forge, so I got a lot of views. And it was really cool. And then, you know, BS Angel became community manager of 343, and we were talking. She's like, "Hey, you wanna do some stuff for us?" I'm like, "Oh yeah." So we brainstormed what I could do, and cool golf shot / Rube Goldberg's kind of is what it ended up as.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Pretty nice. So why don't you tell us about your community, Ready Up Live, or your website?
All right. Well, Ready Up Live, actually, to try to make the backstory short, it used to be, it's a pretty long story, but it used to be this site I had called Xbox Canada Tournaments. And it was pretty cool, and it was really fun. Lots of people enjoyed it, and we just did tournaments and fun stuff like that. But the biggest issue was it was obviously just Xbox, just Canada, and just tournaments. And I had a friend, an American friend on Xbox Live named This Is The End. And he told me one day, he says, "Well, can I participate?" And I'm like, "Unfortunately, well, you can't because you're American." And it was pretty much off that idea that Ready Up Live.
Not Americans there.
Yeah, not a fan of those Americans.
Oh, man, I am going to go over to your country and just kill everyone.
Don't say that.
And maybe
we don't
want to
piss them off more.
I don't like America.
But maybe I want to piss them off.
When I get in conflict with people, we just hug. We just see who can hug better. That's Canadians for you.
Okay.
But anyways, Ready Up Live.
You hug better because you're covered in snow.
That's it. You're totally correct.
Yes. Yes, I am right. I am right for once.
Wait, anyway, I thought you weren't
yeah.
Try hard.
So Ready Up Live was created, and it started out as very general, but I guess I can kind of announce it here that we're becoming more of literally one of the Halo communities. Because I noticed hanging out at PAX, I hung out with a lot of cool groups like Podtacular and Griffball Hub, and they're all Halo sites. For Ready Up Live to be one of the sites that's kind of associated with all those people and is with all of them and friends with 343, we're the only ones that aren't a Halo site. Like we're very general. So I realized, you know what, like this is where we belong. So starting fairly soon, Ready Up Live is going to get a big overhaul, and it's going to be new look and everything is going to be a Halo site.
Okay, I've yeah. heard of this Podtacular thing. I'm not exactly sure what it is. I know it's
yeah,
Halo,
dumb,
but...
a bunch of douchebags in their mom's basement doing something dumb.
Yeah, I have to see if I can get a hold of them at some point.
Yeah, they're...
Also, those Griffballers. Them calling regular Halo shitty Halo. I don't get that.
Wait, yeah, what?
Damn Griffballers.
I mean, Halo is with guns.
All right, so to make my announcement here, I'm starting to drink some wine because I'm classy. Podcast is going to go downhill from here. Just prepare yourself.
Boy.
What kind of wine are you drinking?
Just, if you see my Twitter, I just tweeted a pic of it. It's good.
All right. So tell us a little bit about kind of how you got started with Forging. Did you start in Halo 3 or did you start in Reach?
It was kind of interesting. It was back in Halo 3. I had a friend who we worked on some stuff. We knew each other a little bit, but I had the Mythic map pack. The Mythic that had Sandbox was Mythic, right? Yeah. I had the Mythic map pack early, like a week or two early, and I was just messing around with it on it. And one of my friends said, "Hey, I have a buddy who got it early too. You guys should play." So we met up and we hung out on the maps together, and we were on Sandbox. And we said, "You know what? How cool would it be to use it with the golf club, hit the golf ball from the top level of Sandbox into the tiny hole in the middle of Sandbox, like that leads to the crypt."
Mm-hmm.
And so, like 7 hours later, literally nonstop, like we just hit ball after ball after ball after ball, and it never worked. And one time we just got it right in. We hit the ball right into that hole, and it was like, wow, this was the coolest thing. We were just cheering, and it was amazing. And we made a video of it to show everybody, and Bungie posted it on the front page. And we were so psyched about that. It got a ton of views. And we did more after that. We did one where we did the same thing, but in the crypt there was a little Rube Goldberg that it went into. Then, due to fan requests, we made a machine that sent the ball from the bottom of the crypt back to the top. And from there, yeah, me and his name was SMG, the guy I worked with. Me and him, he went into college. He's a year older than me. And he didn't really have as much time to do this stuff anymore, so we kind of went different paths. So honestly, I don't know how it would have been differently. Stuff might have happened differently if, you know, we kept working together. I don't know, but I'm doing stuff on Waypoint now, so I can't really complain.
Awesome. So what gave you the idea to do Rube Goldberg like machines? And for people that don't know real quick, Rube Goldberg is basically a set of actions that go on to do some simple task in the end is what a Rube Goldberg in real life is. So it could be something as in turning on a switch or maybe lighting, yeah, maybe killing a fly or lighting a piece of paper on fire. And it's this really intricate contraption. Why did you decide to do Rube Goldberg like stuff?
Well, again, like I said there, that little story I said about how we started in Halo 3, the second one was a Rube Goldberg to an extent. Didn't really have multiple things, but it was more of an intricate golf shot that went through a lot of different. It's kind of like I do saw a few of my green machines. I do that where it doesn't actually hit anything. It uses gravelists and uses a lot of weird things to bounce the ball in different directions. So it was kind of a Rube Goldberg because it was, you know, lots of complicated things doing something simple, and it was in the crypt, so it was just a bunch of weird tunnels and gravelists and stuff. And that was, I consider that really our first Rube Goldberg. And yeah, that was it was so hard to make, but it was so rewarding to have it all work. Sometimes it goes through and there'd be one little chunk that works every time, and you do it and it seems like it's gonna work and something goes off. But you know, the thing about Rube Goldbergs is that I think I nailed with Green's machines, and a lot of people don't understand, is that Rube Goldbergs should never work 100% of the time. everyone, I guarantee you, you find on the internet that's made in Halo. Some of them can be the most complicated, like they could be like 20 minutes long. I've seen really long ones. They're all very complex, but they're all designed to work as many times as possible. The thing about Green's machines is they don't work. I spend more time just going over and over and over until it works than I do actually making them. So that's one thing when people watch, once they learn that, they realize how much more interesting the Green's machines are, because you can picture me just doing it over and over and over because they never work. And the one time they do, you just, because I don't want to, like, sometimes there'll be one part that doesn't work, like I said, and you want to say, okay, I'll just put a wall here so it does work every time, but I don't. I say, hold off. So you know what? It's going to work at some point, so I'll just keep doing it. That's what makes them more interesting and unique.
So on average, how many tries does it take to get a good...
Like, a lot of these times I just got to count, but sometimes I get lucky. Sometimes I get lucky and it's the setup usually works pretty well. Because I usually test section by section and they usually all work together pretty well. But, you know, there's the times where I've literally spent 7 hours straight plus maybe just hitting a golf ball over and over and over and over and over again. So it's tries. I can't even give you a number. I can give you hours, but not a number. And because the thing about it, too, is that it's not just like, oh, here, I'll spawn a new golf ball. Because of how everything works, I don't want more variables. I have to literally just press start, like reset round or whatever that button is. Like start. Yeah, that button. Start a new round. So I got to do that over and over. And then comes the factor that I've been doing that for a while, and that I finally get the shot. So I have to go film it in theater, but it's like 20 hours in. So I have to just hold like the, do that fast forward trick and go screw off for like 2 hours. Yeah. it takes effort.
Do you do your runs in Forge, or do you actually load up a custom game and do it?
Sometimes I have done custom. I usually do Forge just because of, you know, I can make mini changes if there's something that makes me really, really mad after like hours of hitting. I mean, sometimes I get called out on that too, and it's funny. My videos, the amount of comments I get saying, fake, no. No, it's really not fake, because you can go download, like I usually link the video, like actual Halo videos, so you can go check it out yourself. But yeah, because it's in Forge and they see those Forge things, they say, oh, it's totally fake. He must have just held the ball and went along. And that's definitely absolutely not the case.
Oh, I hate people like that.
Yeah, I know. Some people are so, everything's fake. It's a conspiracy.
Well, just like the moon landing.
But the moon landing was a fake.
That was fake.
The moon's made of cheese. It's all a conspiracy, man.
Cheese?
Green. Don't you see the logic? Don't you see the logic?
No, I don't.
Makes sense. Everything makes sense. Yeah.
Not quite.
Thank you. Someone agrees with me. I feel happy.
Maybe.
Happy. Very happy.
So you have, what, 4 of these up right now?
I have 4 up, and I usually do them once a month, but I've kind of been really busy with the last one. It's done. I made the shot. I filmed it in theater. I just got to piece it together and edit it. So it's the 5th is coming out, and it's pretty exciting. It is, to give a hint about it, I think I'm calling it Dueling Fates or Two Fates. I think it's called Two Fates I'm calling it. But it's something I've never seen done in, like, a video game Rube Goldberg. Can you even say video game Rube Goldberg? Because are there Rube Goldbergs in anything other than Halo, really?
I don't know.
I don't think there's any kind of...
And nothing has Forge or anything that can do that. I don't know, but...
Well, I mean, I guess PC mods. I guess you could possibly do one in TF2 or something.
Okay.
I'd say Source, perhaps.
Yeah, maybe.
Well, TF2 is Source.
I've never seen one that has alternate things, and what I'm doing is I hit a golf ball to start it, which I normally do. It's kind of like my signature. Like a sniper. But anyways, it starts with a ball, sure. And I have a camera that follows what the ball does, and as soon as I hit it, I jump in a Warthog and drive my own little race course that also was impossible to do. So I have a split screen of me driving through obstacles and going off jumps while another screen is showing how the ball's doing, and sometimes we'll cross and the ball will leap over top of me and I'm driving under, and it's really cool, and at the end we both meet, and it's really neat. That was really tough to pull off.
That sounds pretty cool, dude.
Well, not to mention about that, it's not about what the ball does too. I mean, sure, the ball won't work, but me, I'll always screw something up and I'll flip my Warthog and everything will be gone. Like, it was a hassle.
I was like, no, there goes another 12 minutes of my life.
And I can't blame anything. It's like, oh, I definitely just crashed my Warthog. I'm such an idiot. And it's like, Ball, the ball's just being stupid. The physics are stupid. I blame Halo. I'm switching to Call of Duties. No, I just suck.
Let the flaming comments commence.
And they yeah, he's going to flame himself.
I hate Call of Duty.
So when did you kind of get this knack for Forge, or when did you know that Forge was kind of something that was meant for you?
Well, it's funny because of how I said, you know, we started, it was more just a fun thing. But it's funny when I hear people, you know, call me like the god of Forge. And I've had so many titles. For example, I want to say it was David Ellis. No, it wasn't David Ellis. Who was it? It was Vic. Vic from 343. He even told me that. I was talking about the Greens Machines. I was playing on the screen there. He said, "Man, you are a Forge god." And it's weird hearing that because I don't consider myself that. Like, I couldn't make a sweet level like something. Like, I just hit a ball and make it do cool things. And I get so much praise for being the master of Forge. And I get so many messages saying, "Hey, help me build my level or whatever, my map." But I don't really have those. I mean, I'm sure I could do it, but it's, you know, I've just more of a knack for patience for hitting a golf ball. You know? The patience is the big thing. I don't know how I can do it. Like, it's annoying.
Well, you did bring up an interesting point where Forge is pretty diverse and there's lots of different areas. Because, I mean, I'm sure everyone has seen the crazy Forge art stuff in the Forge contest.
That's impossible. Oh, boy. I have no idea how people do that. No idea.
Crazy. It's like, how much time and effort does it take to do something like that?
Far too much.
I mean, there's their community maps out there.
Yeah.
Which some of them, it's like, I don't get.
Yeah,
some of the ones in matchmaking are like, really?
Yeah, just some stuff though. Like,
it's
amazing.
A wolf or something? What was that?
He's
got a werewolf in his house, don't you know?
I drink wine to prepare for what is outside that door. Welcome to Green Skull's alter ego / real ego. Yeah.
Alter ego, basically.
I don't know which one's the real one anymore. It kind of blends. I have people at clubs who like say, try to get my attention or something, and it's really loud and I don't notice, and they say Green Skull, I go, what? Look. That crossover sometimes. Or even like, you know, when we meet in real life, when we were at PAX, but people still refer to me, you know, some people call me Dan, but I'm usually just called Green Skull, and it's just so normal to hear Green Skull. I'm like, yeah, what's up?
And I met you, what, like on the last day or something?
Was it? It must have been.
I think it was.
No, was it? Because we met in the little...
you ran us on the crazy goose hunt.
Well, oh yeah, did you actually try looking for me for that podcast? I don't remember where I went. Oh, no, I do. Do I? Was that, if it was the last day, you did it on the last day, didn't you?
Talk about when we were going back for the Rooster Teeth panel.
Oh, yes, yes.
At that restaurant, I'm like, what the heck?
Hey, I'm bad with directions as it is.
Yeah, you're pretty horrible.
No idea it's a big city. I got you there. You can't deny that. We gave up on it.
Taking up like 7 or 8 minutes, we missed the first 3 minutes of the RVB panel.
Don't follow me, man.
You were telling us to follow you.
Don't listen to me. These are lessons you'll learn.
Anyways, whenever we meet up again, I will keep that in mind.
there'll be something terrible like, dude, I'm serious. There's a Bigfoot behind you. You're like, all right, buddy.
No, that would be me. That'd be me. I'd be a Bigfoot or Claude. Or JVB if he was here. It was nice to see some other big dudes at Halo Fest. I'm glad I wasn't the only tall person.
I'm just a little scrawny dude. Get out little.
But you're the god of forging.
I have okay height. I'm average. A little over average.
We'll say average. There are some smaller people there. Definitely. Yeah.
There's some awkward people there. That's the one thing I don't like. I'm sorry if you're listening to this or something and you met me and you think it's you that I thought was awkward. I'm sorry. But you know, it's sometimes like you're meeting people and they're just the awkwardest people, and I can't interact with awkward people. I'm like, oh, I feel this is weird, you know? There's so many there.
They're in the presence of a Forge god. Gosh, what do you think? Exactly.
Oh my god.
Oh my god,
the Forge god.
So for the rest of our Canadian listeners, which is probably about 1%,
yeah.
Where in Canada do you live?
I live... Okay, I've been all over the place. I grew up in Guelph, Ontario, which for you Americans is on the east.
Yes, I know.
America.
I know where that is. Thank you.
For grade 9. Hey, it's for everyone else.
Okay.
I didn't know.
I'm playing to the stereotype American who's really big and
fair
dumb.
Enough. Hey. Hey.
I'm just saying, it's stereotype. I didn't make that up.
All right.
And then I'm
I'll forgive
nine.
You this once. This is once.
And
those
grade
Canadians
nine.
And them stereotypes.
Canadian stereotypes are awesome. Like, people try insulting us. I'm like,
gosh, we Americans have no kinds of stereotypes
beer?
For Canadian
like,
people.
We're nice? Okay. Good insult, bro. Anyways, in grade 9, I moved to Calgary, Alberta, which is on the west. And recently, for university, I now live in Lethbridge, Alberta, which is near Calgary. Yes. All right.
Fun.
Yes.
Very nice.
Very good. Okay. Well, we're going to do, since we had the quite long interview with you, we're going to head on over to our...
We're not done talking about myself. My left toe has this really weird bend.
Well, if you want to keep on talking, feel free.
I'm not comfortable about my toe.
What's wrong with your toe?
Talking about those Americans.
JK, my toe's gorgeous.
Let's go to the other guest that we have from the forum. So, Proxer, why don't you give us a little bit background on who you are, how you found out about Podtacular, and if and what you do around the place.
All right.
Before you start, can you confirm or deny that your name is either prostate or catheter?
I don't know. I don't know how to answer that.
Green skull, 1.
I really gotta stop talking so much.
Just go.
All right. Well, I've been around in the Halo community since about 2006 when I was a part of HaloMaps.org as a map
maker. Awesome. High five.
High five. Internet high five.
Yay.
Wait, I'll make the sound effect. Go for it. Call high five on each other.
High five.
High five. High five.
Hey, thank you.
Yay. But, so then maybe a year or two ago, I was browsing the podcasts for gaming because I had gotten a new iPod and I wanted to listen to some podcasts. And I found Podtacular and I thought, why not?
So you were lucky enough to stumble on the best of the best?
And you've regretted your decision every day since.
Oh, yeah.
What has your life come to?
Yeah, it was just the episode with Mythic Map Pack multiplayer tips for assembly. That was the first episode I listened to.
Aha. Very nice.
Yeah. Captain Planet. He was a funny guy.
Was he on that show?
Yeah, I think he was on the one after that or something like that. Can't really remember.
That was a long time back in my podcasting history. As in near the very beginning.
So then, a little recently, I noticed how Podtacular was starting to slow down a bit, so I thought I'd give something back. So here I am.
Cool, cool. So during your days over at Halo Maps, did you make any notable maps or any kind? Or did you help contribute to any projects over there?
I generally helped out being a guru of sorts. I knew quite a bit of Halo scripting.
Ooh.
Which is really complex stuff.
Yeah, that is.
Very, very complex stuff. I used to be friends with the Halo guru who wrote the Halo scripting program that helped make that kind of stuff easier. So I was kind of his little lapdog back then.
Dirty.
Wow. That's pretty cool, dude.
That is pretty cool.
I mean, the Halo map stuff is still going pretty strong, too, which is kind of the funny part.
It's slowed down a little bit, but it's still going pretty strong. There's still a couple of people that join every day. I recently got banned for my little brother posting spam on the forums, and I still despise him for that.
That totally was you.
It was not me. It
absolutely was.
The little Do I sound like a person that would spam? I would not spam. I'm a good person.
Okay, I believe you.
I have no tickets.
Okay.
I do not.
You should go talk to Dennis, see if he'll let you back on.
I did.
And what did he say?
He was not impressed.
Uh-oh. That's not good to get on his bad side.
Yeah. He's, he can be a nice person and a very, very, very mean person at the same time.
He should be someone I should get on the show.
You know what you should do then? Join new forums like ReadyUpLive.com.
Wait, you have forums?
No.
Stop taking our listeners. Stop it.
It was an accident. I tripped.
Stop it.
I am a loyal listener.
Thank you.
I will never leave Podtacular.
Yay. Long live Podtacular.
Viva la Podtacular. Revolution.
Awesome. Alrighty. Farmer Emma, let's move on to you. Same story with you. How you got involved with Podtacular, how you found out about it, so on and so forth.
Well, I'm probably the most boring person here tonight. I was working for my uncle like last year or something, and I got a new iPod and I decided to download some podcasts because they were overage back then at school and stuff. So I was browsing through, and somehow or another, when I looked up Red vs. Blue to download, Podtacular came up in the recommendations for podcasts. And so I downloaded about the first few episodes of Podtac. And considering that you guys hardly ever stayed on to the point, I decided to keep listening as the banter on you was quite interesting.
We're trying to get better. We honestly are trying to get better.
It seems you're getting better. It does seem, yes.
Okay.
You can't even say that when you talk about the live podcast. That was a gong show.
I listened to that live. Yeah.
I had like 20 people out my window screaming at me like, "What are you doing in there?"
our first live show for that was okay, but I let the second one get out of hand a little too much. That was a crazy show.
We covered some good points if you could stand through.
Yeah, we did. In the whole 5 hours that we talked about stuff, we probably had about 2 hours worth of quality content.
Maybe.
Now, that's kind of one of the things that Podtacular is kind of known for, is it's off-topic rambling sometimes, but we are trying to make an effort to get to stay more on topic. We know
fun. Santa Claus, Batman, almonds.
We know that the off-topic stuff is some of the stuff you guys enjoy, so we wanted to keep parts of that in there. But then again, we do want to kind of stay on topic to not bore some of the people that we might be able to gain, especially after connecting to people from Halo Fest. I mean, I was like starstruck so much.
Really?
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
I have the weirdest starstruck story. And
oh no.
Should I tell them?
Oh, here we go. Duststorm thinks he's popular again.
Oh, I don't. I'm probably a little bit more popular now than I was before Halo Fest, but.
Oh yeah, without a doubt.
And there was a moment where I was playing some Halo with Gus, and at one point I was yelling, "Kill the Reds! Kill the Reds!" And I look over and I'm like, "Oh, he's sitting right next to me." and that moment, I'm like, wow, I'm totally starstruck, and this is totally awesome that I am playing with Gus. So that was one of my starstruck moments of being
epic able win. To... That is epic win.
So, yeah, that was a little awkward, and I promise Gus I won't do that again. Anyways, thank you guys for being on the show. Thank you, Green Skull, for all of your...
Wrap it up so quick?
No. I'm proceeding into our next area. We have some submissions.
Thanks for the show, and I'll see you guys
tomorrow. No. I'm just transitioning. That's
I haven't had enough of your voice.
Well, you are being very stereotypical, which I am.
See, that's why I don't like Canadians.
How are you stereotypical? For liking your voice?
What? You never said that.
Now I'm really confused.
move on.
What were you guys talking about again?
Let's move on. Okay, so we have a few submissions that we'll read off here. Some of them are directed towards you, Green Skull. I'll let you take those as we get to them. Yeah. But I'm going to go ahead. Well, no, I'll let someone else take the first one because it's really short, and I don't want someone to have to read through the long one. So, Proxer, why don't you take the first one?
Okay, this one's from Soap Kakaria.
Trying to say that with a straight face.
Soap Kakaria.
Whenever you guys look at the show notes, I dare you to look at that name and say it with a straight face.
Oh, my God. Oh.
Sorry, not trying to make fun of your name or anything, but that's just a really awkward name.
Oh, God. Okay. So anyway, he says, here's a cool trick you can do in Forge, colon, get on top of a grid, then have someone go in Forge bot and flip it so the person will go up, period. I also like pie.
See, I'm trademarking everything, so you can't do that.
Oh, I see how it is.
What, saying symbols?
Yeah, that's illegal.
You know what? You're in Canada. I'm in America. It doesn't count because that totally makes sense.
I'm going to hate you. Alrighty.
Shut up. I'm trying to justify myself.
So far.
How much have I drank? I'm doing pretty good.
Define pretty good.
Well, it's a really big bottle.
How big is the big bottle?
Not too much. A good, like, maybe two glasses and a bit.
A bit can translate to quite a few things I've learned from my roommates.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll leave it at that.
Forge bot.
Okay, how do I say this next person's name?
Padrego8.
Padrego8?
I guess.
Padrego8.
Yeah, that was about right.
Go for it.
Padrego8 writes in, here's my Forge-ish story based on a true story.
Based on a true story. This fall,
one man, Padrego8, tells a story to the world.
About Forge.
About Forge. He said it was a... Oh, gosh.
No, let's not.
I should have read this before.
Oh, boy. God.
Oh, goodness
it's
gracious.
It's really long. Can we just say something about...
We'll read it.
This looks more like a rant than it does an actual submission.
We have time.
So
we have time.
Oh. Yeah. Okay, say it quickly, really fast.
I'll say it without trying to mix my words together. How about that?
Go.
It was a cold winter's night. Forge Tagler entries were in full swing, and I was nearly done with my entry. I had been tweaking and building my race map submission for roughly a month and a half and had put in countless of hours into it. It wasn't a masterpiece, but I was damn proud of it. It had gone through many versions and iterations, and it was finally ready for upload. Little did I know that Xbox Live was being sneaky sneakerston that day, so I go to upload my entry to my file share, and it tells me that I am out of order. Well, it turned out more that it was out of order, and the whole dang system that was also out of order.
What?
Check. My gamertag I had used with Xbox Live for more than 3 years with no problems from Halo 3 or any other game was flagged for profanity. My gamertag was Padrain08, and I still to this day have no idea what horrible nasty word Xbox was flagging me for.
You're such a padrag.
I don't know either.
That's a little odd.
That is weird. Huh.
My friend got banned for marketplace theft.
Just keep going. Make it stop.
Okay. but the damage was done. I could upload my map, let alone any other files in reach. Wait, you could or couldn't?
No, I think he means couldn't.
I think he means couldn't. After more countless hours, only this time taking to Xbox customer support, I discovered there was no support for this problem. Well, no shit. One time they did give me a number to Bungie Studios and said they could fix it. Really?
Oh, boy.
Really?
Oh, dear.
I see more text, so I'm assuming something happened.
The number led me to a disconnected number. I was utterly boned. Things look pretty.
Boned.
So one of my friends said, "Why don't you just ping a few Bungie members on BNet?" So I did. A few days later, a Mr. Johnny-O-Than answered the call and explained how Xbox Live profanity filter was being set off, and that there was pretty much zero chance Xbox would change their filter for my name. So I called back to Xbox Live and explained what Johnny told me and how they borked the whole situation. I hear a pause and some hold music. The support guy comes back and says, "Here's 800 MS points to change your gamertag." Gamertag had been changed and all was good, right? Wrong. Turns out when you switch gamertags, the files that you have created in Reach don't change the name of the author to your new name. Thus, I had to build my race map from the ground up, and in less than a month before Forgetacular, it's a real Greek tragedy. Aw. Thanks for listening. Actually,
I feel your pain.
It's a trick.
That was...
You can actually... If this happens to anyone else in the future, what you go is go into your memories, and you actually copy it over, and it'll actually copy it to your new gamer tag.
Yeah.
So you can actually access it with your new gamer tag. For future reference.
Just so people know.
So people know. Okay, Green Skull, the next one is for you, so why don't you go ahead and read that one.
It's kind of been answered already. I'll read it anyway. You've been creating your amazing machines in Halo's Forge mode for a while now, so you obviously have a passion for it. But my question is about its origins. What originally inspired you to create your first machine? Also, how long does a machine usually take to create in terms of hours? And that's Drax 122. So I pretty much answered that already.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of something in there that I didn't really fully hit on the head.
Do you have an approximate number of hours? So you didn't that
no. Like per oh. one. But I probably have a minimum 5 or 6 hours minimum.
To get just to work once or to build it?
Not anymore. But in total, like with building is building's usually like 5 hours.
I guess we really didn't differentiate that before.
Building's usually like 5 hours, and then actually hitting is sometimes I get lucky and it's only a few hours, but it's never ever under like 1 or 2 hours. Sometimes it's like 7 hours.
That's a lot of time.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you, Drax, for the submission.
Next up.
Next one I think is for you, too.
This is not Killer of Cereal, which is absolutely Killer of Cereal, trying to be sneaky. Well done.
Okay.
He's a very sneaky person.
Who is Killer of Cereal?
Drax and Killer are both Ready Up Live members.
All
Promotion!
Right. Promotion!
Actually, Killer of Cereal does reviews for Ready Up Live. He's legitimate. Oh, and wow. And I guess Drax does art for... Okay, anyways.
Too legit.
But enough about me.
Legit to quit.
Okay. So I want to forge something with Halo Reach and was planning on making the Ready Up Live logo. My only issue is that I don't know what make RUL worthy enough to receive such an honor. Is Ready Up Live the best gaming community on the web? Is everyone there friendly? Do you guys hold contests? Is Killer of Cereal the sexiest beast you've seen there?
So this is just in turn a big promo for Ready Up Live is the submission.
My answer to you, it's worthy because it is. Yes. 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 There you go. Answered.
Wait, you didn't answer the last question.
No, I'm excited about the sexiest beast thing.
Oh, okay.
Beast, yes. Sexiest, no.
So what kind of contest do you hold, since you answered yes to that one?
Air thing. Yeah, well, I mean, you know, since we're a more general community, we get the access to... And I started as an Xbox Canada guy, so I get lots of stuff through the contacts I made there. So, like, specifically Xbox stuff and Microsoft stuff. So it's not all Halo all the time. So we do get, you know, cool contests from the coolest companies out there, I think, in terms of, like, generosity and supporting smaller sites like Twisted Pixel and PopCap Games. Like, they're always – and Behemoth. They're always really, really quick to help out smaller sites and give codes and stuff. So that's stuff we do.
Alrighty then. I'll take the next one, and then, Farmer, you can have the last one.
Yay.
Unless you want to read the long one.
No.
Okay, I'll read it. Siete Cinco 75. He's written in before. He writes in, "Hey, Potacular Cruise. You all are fun. It's good to see a fresh face come on the show. Green Skull, let me be the first to say that at first glance, your name on the homepage, I was enticed in the possibility of a new Skull announcement for AnnoCEA. Alas, I was mistaken, yet you are truly a man of genius and deserve my respect and hugs.
Before you finish reading, I have a story about that. Since I'm an extremely vain person, clearly, when I was bored, you know, I Google my name and I search Bungie for my name. That's how I roll. I found this big thread.
I mean, honestly.
Who doesn't?
Who doesn't Google their I know alias? The thing, but apparently,
gosh, you have to be a nerd not to.
There's this big thread, actually multiple, I think, about some mysterious green space skull. And it's like on like Sierra 117, if you found it, you got recon. Like, this was that back then, a long time ago. And I remember one of the posts made me laugh so hard. One of the posts on the thread was, talk to Green Skull, the owner of Ready Up Live. He's like, it was like cue entrance of Green Skull. Like, yeah, I didn't know that was a thing. Apparently it was, so.
Okay.
Now we know. Continue.
Interesting. Okay. Great work on all the maps and machines. My contributions to the Forgiverse was varied but praised by this community so far. I think you might dig them like Doug, you dig?
Say that right. I think you might dig them like Doug, you dig?
I'm sorry.
I'm going to hurt you.
I'm sorry. I don't watch whatever that's from either.
I think you might dig them like Doug, you dig?
I have no clue what that's from.
It's Dig Doug. Wow. Dig Doug? Dig Doug. Dig Doug. Dig Doug.
If you say that one more time, I'm going to hurt you.
Dig Doug.
All right, I'm coming over to Canada right now, and I'm going to hurt you.
Bro, come at me.
I'm getting into my car.
I got
Don't you hear the engine turning on?
So lifelike.
Damn it, out of gas.
Oh, wait, I hear it talking. What, bro, Reggie?
I was not ready for that. Oh, goodness. Okay. Moving on.
If I can still read after this. Plus, I ain't a fink, so my two favorite creations would have to be Preservation on Tempest and Oni Castle on Forge World.
Oni, geez, say it right, noob.
Oni. It's the Office of Naval Intelligence. It could be said either way.
I'm gonna go with
acronyms
Oni.
Are fun.
Fine. Oni Castle.
Good, continue.
Forge World. You happy?
There was never an issue with the Forge World part,
okay,
but continue.
Okay. Preservation took a few hours and is a multi-game type map cut out of the caves found in the corner of the map closest to the sea. Lots of fun and very natural feel and appearance. The Oni map is a large-scale invasion creation that requires 1-2 in harmony with her team. Blurt fight of the Valkyrie as elites, charging the subterranean fortress that is perfectly symmetrical, and a change of pace from the sniper's haven above. Did that make sense?
Don't stop, buddy. You got
I
this.
Okay. Get that.
Okay. It would be a true treat to hear your admiration and discuss. We would like links, and if you wanted to actually comment on them.
Pixar didn't have
I hate it. I hate it so much.
Shout-outs to Diggity Duststorm and his recent venture to Higgity Halo Fest. Brent Gamer, if he's still alive and hasn't fallen into the Matrix, that is dating Sims. And G. Lewis, who is balsam. How could I not mention the Game Bike crew? Giphy and Daft, much love. Keep on fragging civilian vehicles that will litter the forgeable heaven to be known as Breakneck. Peace.
Sounded like a freaking award speech. You didn't win anything, bud. Sorry.
You lose. Play again.
You lose. Good day, sir.
I want to have my candy.
I do know what that's from.
Good.
Know what that's from.
Alrighty. Next up.
Elmo.
This is what happens when you gotta be careful with the RUL community because we're so sick. Because here's another ruller.
Well, yeah. Farmer Elf, you want to take this one since it's short?
You can read it. Yeah. Go ahead.
Yes, please. All right. Sora Rule 20 writes in asking, I believe, for those of you who enjoy Forge, what's the longest amount of time you have spent forging a map?
Period.
I think I've answered that technically. So
yeah,
you guys. What about you guys?
Let's see.
3 hours.
Ah, you're weak. Weak.
I want to say 24 hours.
Hey, I'm not hardcore like you.
I rebuilt Chiron in Foundry in Halo 3. And I think it took me about...
Like, I don't know if I loved it or thought it was the stupidest thing ever. I'm really undecided on that.
See, it was weird because when I first played it on Halo PC, to me, it was this weird map. I couldn't figure it out. But then, for some reason, I decided to go and make this in Forge. And there's actually an image somewhere online that kind of outlines how the rooms are actually laid out in the actual map world. So it's basically a top camera view of everything. And it's far the way out, but you can actually see where all the teleporters go and how it's actually set up in the game. And after I did that, it's like, wow, this is really, really not that confusing after all. So it's one of the maps I really love now. And I probably should go back and recreate it in Forge World. The only thing is there's still that limit on teleporters. So at least what I did in Halo 3 was I used shield doors at the time. Because that's kind of the next best thing.
Yeah.
But since there's more room in Forge World, like I can use the air and whatnot to put stuff. I think I could probably make a better Chiron, but I think someone else has already made it. I haven't looked at it yet. But if there's not a remake out there, I should probably go remake it.
That's a good idea.
Like for Forge, things I made, probably the highlight of that is back in Halo 3 when if any of you know what Battlefield 2142 is, how they have that Titan game mode, I made an attempt in Sandbox to kind of replicate that, like aircraft and ground battles and everything, and there's teleporters that go up to the Titans that hover above Sandbox, and you plant the bomb in there.
That's kind of cool.
That took me quite a bit to perfect.
It's interesting to see some multiplayer maps from other games make it into Halo 3 Forge.
Yeah.
That's kind of one of the interesting things, because, I mean, I think
mainly
right.
You just see the Infection Forge and Slayer.
Well, yeah, but I mean, for some of the other ones, some of the remakes of other maps are actually pretty decent. But yeah, I think for Halo is the only thing that really has a game mode inside the game that you can actually go and manipulate levels to come up with other levels. Which is kind of why we brought you on, Green Skull, to talk about Forge.
Forging is fun.
Forge.
That pretty much wraps things up for this show, unless you guys have any other comments or Forge-related things you want to shoot off real quick.
Comments.
America's cool.
I hate Podtacular.
Hey now.
America is cool. That is all
in the supreme.
Any realistic comments? How about that?
Realistic comments. My left toe.
Oh my god.
Oh goodness. Okay, Green School, why don't you tell everyone who you are or where you're from again and what you are popular for?
What? Why? Why? When? Okay. I don't. I feel like
that's what we do. That's how we roll here. It's called the outro.
Green Skull. I got this. Green Skull from Ready Up Live, and I do Green's Machines on Halo Waypoint.
Very nice.
Oh wait, I never really mentioned. Also, I do YouTube stuff. Ready Up Live on YouTube. Do it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
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 Yeah, buddy.
Okay. Awesome. Thank you, Proxeter and Farmer Elmo, for coming on as well.
The thing.
Problem.
True honor being in your guys' presence. Honestly, you know, some strange feelings have been happening in my pants this whole podcast.
Oh, why, thank you.
No worries.
That's slightly disturbing.
Don't worry about it.
You know what? You're disturbing.
Oh.
Oh. We'll see if you get back on the podcast again.
Oh, no. Don't do that. That'd be horrible for your health.
Wait, my health?
You remember what I did to Green Skull? I'll do the same thing to you.
When you knocked on my door, are you still here? Are you still outside my door?
I'm hiding in the bush.
Prove it.
Don't look.
So he was the one that was making the wolf noise earlier.
Maybe. He's trying to coax me out. I mean, honestly, the biggest fail of coaxing out, make wolf noises. Oh, let me go see what that is.
It's not full moon, is it?
It is over here.
Save here.
It's not moon yet. It's kind of bright still.
Interesting. Very interesting. All right. Thanks, you guys, for listening in. And until next time, keep on fragging drugs.
Keep on... Keep what? Keep what?
That's what we do. That's what we do.
I don't know what you said, though. I heard something way dirtier than I'm sure what it was.
Keep on fragging trucks.
Fragging? Okay. I'm not even going to...
What do you think I said?
I don't even want to repeat it.